Hey, this is Leon De Pria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Good morning and welcome to Encounter Now Podcast. My name is Leon De Pria, and this is our daily broadcasts of how to encounter God daily, how to have an encounter. Welcome to Encounter Now, and I'm glad that you tuned in and listened to us. I always give every morning just a short message, 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, something practical and practical keys that you can apply for your life. I want to touch on this morning on five must-dos for New Year. Five must-dos to change my life in this new year. Five must-dos to change my life for this new year. Number one, that I want to bring to your attention is listen to pain. Listen to pain. Don't repeat the pains of yesterday. Don't stay in relationships that cause pain. Don't stay in a relationship that causes delay. You know, you are a sum total of the person you hang around with. One wise person once told me, you are the sum total of the five people or the people you surround yourself with. Are they people who pull you down? Are they people that cause you pain? Are they people that delays you when it comes to the promise of God? Are they people that doesn't celebrate your blessings or doesn't celebrate your victories? Listen to the pain that you've experienced last year and don't let it do again. You know, when we were younger, we would touch a hot plate and we would not know it is hot or so, and that pain would make us pull our hand back, and it would register in our brain that plate is hot, and we won't do it as a child again. So what people don't understand is that pain is there to protect us. The fact that I could feel that hot plate caused pain, and it told me that if I'm going to touch it again or put my hand on it, I will hurt myself, hurt my body. And the same way with emotional pain, with psychological pain, know what has caused you pain and implement the change. Implement the change of people. Whether you have fallen down, get back up. The Bible says that righteous falls seven times but stands up seven times. You know, a scripture for that, let me read to you Isaiah chapter number 1 verse 18. Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, "Come now, let us reason together." Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Sit and reason with God regarding your pain and the decisions you need to make. What I do as a standard, actually not only once a year, I do it every month or so. I reassess all my relationships. I write down what causes my pain, what causes me to be held back, and I begin to remove those numbers from my phone. I simply don't entertain any phone call or SMS that is there to delay or slow me down in the vision that God has for me. Now, number one, so five must-dos. You must listen to your pain. Number two, you must despise your current situation. Let me use a better wording. Despise your current chains. The chains that binds you today, despise them. Let me start off with the scripture, Isaiah 61. We see this is the scripture that Jesus Christ used in Luke chapter number 4 verse 18. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." You know, John 8 verse 36 says, "If the Son has made you free, you are free indeed." Meaning, the anointing is here to set you free, to break the power of any chain that is holding you down today. If you are not frustrated with your today, God will not move you, or you will not step out of your comfort zone. A lot of people enjoy their pain, they enjoy their chains. It's easy, there's no responsibility. You know, have a mindset to say, I want to be better. I want to be in the perfect will of God. I might be living in a one-bedroom flat. I might be living in a two-bed. People say, no, but this is not about money. No, it's not about money, but it is about wholesome and wealth, health and wealth, meaning prosperity. Let me use the word prosperity. The Lord says that as our soul prospers, we will prosper. The spiritual health you carry will determine the physical prosperity you will have. When people will look at you, they must see the witness and the testimony of God. They must see that person is blessed. And the reason for that is because they serve God. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a perfect product in the making. you know, we should be an example for drug addicts. In fact, I see so many Christians that are bound by chains with drugs. They still haven't even appropriated the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus Christ as in the area of deliverance. So remember the saying, what you can tolerate, you will never be able to change. What you tolerate, you will not be able to change. Or let me say it like this. The one thing you tolerate is the thing that can kill you. Do you remember the Saul tolerated an enemy where he was supposed to kill all of them and destroy everything? He tolerated one. And the one thing he tolerated and hesitated on destroyed his life. So we must never complain about the things that we are allowing into our life. Remember, despise your current chains. Be frustrated with your condition today so that you can move to a higher position. Point number three, these are five things that is must do. Five things you must do to change your life in 2021. Point number three, know your enemy. I'm going to say it again. Know your enemy. The battle we are fighting, this war we are in, is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Once we think that people are our enemy, we get deceived. And we change the focus of the battle towards a fleshly carnal battle, and that is where we lose our energy and our anointing and our focus. I've had people doing lawsuits against me. I've had people accusing me of rape and murder and this. I've had people accusing me of money laundering and stealing. And every time I want to defend myself in the flesh, or I want to deal with it in the flesh, or show my correctness, I want to vindicate myself in the flesh, I do it in the flesh and not in the spirit. And when I should know that my true enemy is a spirit that is behind that person. Once we can effectively deal with the spirit behind that person, we won't need to deal with the flesh. So know your enemy, the reactions of people, how people treat you. It is not them, it is an enemy behind them. Satan is a real adversary. He's the accuser. He is a fallen angel. He is dispelled from heaven by a righteous God. You know, the enemy's methods. One preacher said it this way: the enemy's methods can be predicted. You know, when Satan left Jesus in the wilderness, the Bible says he left him for a more opportune time. So there are actual opportunities and seasons that you can see and detect and preempt the enemy coming to attack you. The only thing that deals with the enemy is a spoken word of God. Spoken word of God. There are many weapons. We have a sermon, and you can go look it up on our websites and even on our podcast. It'll be in our history. The weapons that we use against the enemy, our arsenal against the enemy. The word of spoken word of God is one of the most powerful weapons that we can have. And then the Bible says that we shall become a battle axe in the hand of God. So know your enemy, know your opponent. You know, have a journal. When attacks come, write it down. Begin to realize and determine the seasons where attacks come through. Determine the people that attacks comes through. Determine the things that you allow in your life that brings the attacks through. And know that you are victorious. We're living in the blood, and nothing can, the enemy comes against us, but the battle is already won. All we are doing when we're applying spiritual warfare is that we are enforcing his prison sentence on him. So I want to go to point number four. Point number four. Never this year make a decision to say, I will never cover up my mistakes. Never cover up your mistakes. Let me say it like this. The sin that is undealt with is the sin that will find you out. The sin that is undealt with is the sin that will find you out. Everyone has sinned against God, publicly or privately. No preacher is exempt, no minister is exempt, no king, no royalty. No one is, no priest is exempt. No holy Christian who thinks they're holy or sinless is exempt. The only one that is exempt, that was the sinless one, is Jesus Christ himself. You know, we are instructed in the word to confess our sins and turn away from it, to confess your trespasses one to another, to a brother that can pray with you and get through it and pray for one another. And you will get strength. You see, a sin undealt with is the sin that will find you out. In the book of Genesis, it says, sin is knocking at the door and it has mastered over you. Never let sin master. Somebody asked me, but what about these people? You know, they're in church, they get receive grace, and then they're falling into, or they go into a lifestyle of sin, and then they're coming into church and everything is fine. Are they having it cheap or free? Or No. That sin is going to find them out in this life. In heaven, we'll go to heaven as Christians. But a life of sin is a dear, dear cost to us as believers. And that sin finds us out, and we pay a hard cost. The enemy is waiting for us, you know, waiting around every corner to try to trip us up with sin. So God is sitting on the other hand, waiting for us to come and confess. He knows that we cannot be sinless, hence He sent His Son. Once we begin to own up our mistakes, and we don't cover mistakes, and we don't cover sin, you'll see a great freedom come to you. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all of us have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." It goes on, Romans 6, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." And then Proverbs 28, verse 13, one of my favorite verses, Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "He that covers up his sins shall not prosper, but who confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy." I'm going to say it again. The one that covers up his sins will not prosper. And the one who confesses his sins and forsakes them will receive mercy. So how do we prosper? When we confess and forsake our sin. Point number five I want to give you as a last one is to recognize who is your deliverer. I'm going to say it again. Recognize your deliverers. You see, God is our ultimate deliverer that we know. But isn't it funny that you can go into your room and cry for deliverance and 90% of the time it doesn't work? It is because God uses man. He started using man in Genesis, and He will still use man up until the book of Revelation, until we are in a perfect world after the millennial reign. We are in the perfect age with New Jerusalem. Up until that time, God uses deliverers. The Lord used He assigns deliverers to you. For example, Moses was assigned to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Elijah was assigned to the widow of Zarephath to help her. We have so many people. We have Abram that was assigned. We have Paul that was assigned to the church to plant churches. And he was assigned to Timothy. We have Timothy that is assigned to Ephesus. We have the women that follow Jesus' ministry, some even going up as high as their husbands working for Herod in the top places. They were assigned to support financially Jesus' ministry. So God assigns us deliverers. We must recognize who's our deliverers, who's our messengers from God, and stick with those who is our deliverer. You see, belonging to a local church is a calling. It is not only a principle. For you to be dedicated, committed, and belonging faithfully to a local church and to a man of God is a calling. The devil will do anything to remove you from there. But once you recognize your deliverer, you recognize your message, you will know that you are there, and nothing is going to pull you away. You see, your reaction to a man or a woman of God is carefully documented by God. The book of Daniel speaks of watchers. These are watchers, not evil spirits or demonic spirits, but it is watchers sent from heaven to literally stand and just record everything we are doing in our lives. This is where the Bible says we will give an account for every idle word. But those watchers are writing. You must understand, they're writing and document. They can even stand and look at you doing in a car accident and dying, and they won't lift one finger to help you. They are not there as protecting angels, as warding angels. They are watching angels, watchers. They write everything in a book for the archive of heaven, the history of heaven, the library of heaven, to be books that is given to God. They write the book of your life. God isn't doing any writing. The angels are writing that. So, you know, one thing I learned earlier in ministry, our reaction to any man or woman of God and our response, recognition and acknowledging and our honoring of every man and woman of God is carefully documented by God. You see, when God talks to you, it is often through a spiritual leader or the local church, a mentor, a man of God, a woman of God over your life. Never ignore them. They are the deliverers sent to you. They carry the key of prosperity. They carry the key of your breakthrough. Once you understand the local church that you are in, the man or the woman of God, your spiritual father, I believe the spiritual father is the one whose church you are in and whose teachings you follow. they carry your destiny, they carry your houses, they carry your cars. And when we unlock that, God uses gifts, He uses the anointing to release promises over our lives. Let me go to Matthew 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 verse 41, it's the Bible says, in Jesus' word, He says, "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous reward." Once you can recognize the gift upon a man, it is that reward that you will receive. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Can't wait to be with you tomorrow morning again. Share Encounter Now podcast with your friends, family. Share it on your emails, on WhatsApp, on Facebook. You can visit our websites at encounterchurch.co.za. You can go to leondepria.com, or you can go to our famous broadcasting channel, which have all our videos, archived video sermons, excellent top video footage. That is at encounternow.com. Encounternow.com. So I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.